Welcome to the Property Magic Podcast. My name is Simon Zucci, and in this podcast, I'm going to deep dive into the property investing strategies and investor mindset from my book, Property Magic. I will also share real estate investing hints, tips, and tricks, which I normally only share on my Property Mastermind Mentorship. Hello and welcome to episode number 237 of the Property Magic Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to explain why I don't think you should buy in property hotspots. So why am I doing this now? Well, as I record this, I'm actually sitting in Dubai. I've just spoken at the Dubai PIN meeting, and I've got a three-day Mastermind Accelerator training coming up, which I'm very excited about. And Dubai is one of those places that we've had massive growth here over the last couple of years, and many people might see this as a property hotspot. And very often, people ask me where is a good place to invest. Now, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't invest in Dubai. Personally, I wouldn't invest here right now. I love to visit the place, but I wouldn't invest for various reasons. And let me explain a little bit about that. Now, I don't like saying where I think a good place to invest is, because I'd rather teach you how you can find a great place yourself, and I'm going to do that later on this podcast. But also, let's say I said there was a certain place that was a really good place to invest, and right now it might be. And if you listen to the podcast when it first comes out, great, that's valuable information. But what if you listen to this podcast 6 or 12 months later, and I'm talking about a place that I think is really good to invest, and it might have been at the time of recording, but it may not be in the future. You see, the problem with property hotspots is the values shoot up very, very quickly, because generally there's a greater demand than there is supply. So that's why prices go up. And there will come a point where actually it's not actually a very good investment, because prices are too high, rents haven't really kept up. And if you've read my book, Property Magic, you know about the 5 golden rules. Rule number 3 is properties must give us a positive cash flow every single month. And that doesn't often happen in areas that have very good capital growth because they're a property hotspot. And so what that means is you end up people jumping into an area they haven't really researched. They've just got in because everyone else is getting in, and they often pay too much for a property. Another mistake related to this is that very often property hotspots, particularly international locations, are often associated with off-plan property investing. Now, off-plan property investing, I've done a certain amount of it in my fair time, and it's where you buy a property that's not built yet, you put down a deposit, and there are several challenges with this. Now, the idea is that if you buy in an appreciating market, the price you agree now might well be less than the price you pay in the future. The reality is you're always paying a premium for new off-plan property, even if you're buying at a supposed discount. The other thing is, let's say it's a block of, I don't know, 300-400 apartments. Well, once those apartments are completed and finished, you have 300-400 other investors who are either trying to rent those properties out, which means there's an oversupply of accommodation in that area, or maybe a lot of those people are trying to flip and sell that property, and they're really going to struggle to sell that property at that time because there's too much supply available. A very good friend of mine, he actually last year sold a property in Dubai that he bought 7 years ago. Now, it's in a great location in Dubai Marina, which is often where I stay when I come to Dubai. And this was an off-plan property. He used it for a number of years. He rented out. He made some income, which is great. When he came to sell the property, actually, he was only able to sell it for the price that he had bought it for. So despite the market shooting up massively over the last couple of years, he wasn't able to sell it for a higher price because it was an old apartment. It was 7 years old at that time. And there's all this brand new property which people would prefer. Now, because of the exchange rates, they worked in his favor. So when he sold the property for the same amount he bought it for, pretty much, he actually benefited from the exchange rate, the pound being stronger, which meant he actually was able to make a profit on this deal. But it could have gone the other way. You know, that's the problem with investing overseas and bringing the profit back into the country. You might get adversely affected by swings in the currency valuation. I remember in 2005 and 2006, the world property markets kind of exploded. Everywhere was booming, and lots of people started investing overseas in property. I had bought a property in Spain a few years before. I'd sold it at a profit. I bought another property off plan, hoping to do the same thing, and I was hit by the financial crisis. I also had another property that I'd purchased
off plan in Morocco. Now, the reason I went to Morocco was the prices in Morocco were about a third of the prices they were in Spain. You could get a much bigger property for less money. It was about a degree warmer temperature wise. And in Morocco, they speak French, and I'm much better at French than I am at Spanish. And also a lot of the cheap budget airlines were starting to fly to the local locations in Morocco. So it seemed like a great investment. But when the financial crisis came, the local banks in Morocco said, we're not going to lend to any international investors. So the developers who were building these properties knew that they couldn't actually sell the properties at the end of the day to the investors because they couldn't get finance. So everything stopped. And I have a half completed property in Morocco, which will probably never, ever get built. Now, that was about a £50,000 investment. And not that I like losing money. That's one of my mistakes I've made. And I'll probably never get that money back. And because I have a number of property investments and some have made lots of money, I can weather that loss of £50,000. Not that I want to do it, but it's not going to break the bank. Whereas imagine that property investment was someone's only property. Imagine that was their pension they put into that property. They would be in big trouble. So you got to be very careful, particularly investing overseas in an off-plan property. You often put a load of money in up front. You get no return on that money until the property is actually finished. And then once it is finished, there might be lots of competition, other people trying to sell or rent those properties out. Personally, I don't like off-plan property investing. I have done it in the past. I have made some money from it. I know a lot of people lose money from it. So you need to be very careful. Now, obviously, if you're buying in a hotspot, it doesn't necessarily need to be an off-plan property. It might be one that's ready right now. But the other thing is, as I said earlier, I think if you're investing in an area that's a hotspot, you're probably a bit too late. Everyone's jumped in. The prices have gone up. You're too late to the party. So what I want to do is teach you how you can get better than average capital growth. So that's what you're looking for in a hotspot, but not have the problems about the property not stacking up. The way you do this is you go and find an area to invest in which hasn't boomed just yet, but you think the prices are going to go up for the following reason. And it all boils down to the fact that this area is having a growth in population faster than other areas. If you're having an increasing population, and it might be because they're extending universities, building new hospitals, maybe there are some government incentives or local tax incentives to bring employers into the area. All of this stimulates the economy. People want to move into the area because they're looking for work. They all need accommodation. And this is what causes a property boom. So what you want to look for is areas where the increase in population is faster than other areas. That should give you really good capital growth. And if you're buying before it booms, hopefully you're buying a property, you're following the five golden rules in property magic, you're buying a property that stacks up, not only have you got strong rental demand, but also it gives you a profit and you're planning to hold long term. I believe if you're holding property long term, don't worry about short term blips up and blips down, because we're holding long term. That's where we're going to create the true generational wealth. And as long as you know you can rent it out, as long as it makes cash flow, why would you want to sell that asset anyway? So rather than trying to jump on the latest property hotspot, what I suggest you is look in the area in which you're investing. See, are there locations, towns, cities where the population is growing faster than the average? That might be a great place to invest. And in every market, no matter what's happening, booming, stagnating or declining, there are always going to be motivated sellers. People for whom the speed and certainty of sale is more important than the amount of money they get. That means they're flexible on the price and all the terms of the sale. These are the people you want to be buying property from. We're looking for the ethical win-win solution. Buy those properties, rent them out, plan to hold them long term. If you can rent properties out and use them in a way that gives you a much higher income, such as HMOs or serviced accommodation, they are the best strategy to use, because it doesn't matter that we have high interest rates at the moment. These strategies still work because they give you so much cash flow. And there's really good demand for good HMOs and serviced accommodation in the current property market. So I believe you should buy high cash generating properties, hold those. And if and when you get the long-term capital growth, that is a bonus, instead of trying to find properties that give you really good capital growth. Because what happens is when the market's booming and you bought in a hot spot, fear and greed, which are the two emotions involved with investing, kick in. You have this greed, well, I'm going to hold on, I'm going to sell when it's at the top. And fear, you kind of don't want to sell now because you might miss out on some future growth. So it's a really bad situation to get into, and psychologically to try and work out what to do if you're trying to sell and make a profit from a booming market. The much better strategy is just hold it long term and rent it out and benefit from the long term capital appreciation. So that's why I believe you shouldn't be buying in hotspots, because if you get into a hotspot, you've probably missed the real boom. You don't know when you're going to sell. Instead, find areas before they become a hotspot by looking for the areas where you're going to get faster population growth in other areas. You can research this online. You can speak to local councils, see what plans they have. Look at the supply and demand in an area, not just now, but what's it going to be in the future as well. It's a really important statistic to look at if you want to pick the areas that are going to get better capital growth. So that's all I have for you this week. I hope that's been useful. As ever, I encourage you to invest with knowledge, invest with skill.
Thanks for listening to the Property Magic Podcast. To get this week's show notes, please visit www.propertymagicbook.co.uk/podcast. You can contact me via LinkedIn, you can follow me on social media, and I highly recommend you subscribe to my YouTube channel to watch loads of valuable property trading for free. All of the details are available in the show notes. Until next time, invest with knowledge, invest with skill.